Time now for your letters. Our interview last week about the mouse problem in the British Parliament prompted this email from Rebecca Merck and Riley of Fairfax, Virginia. My cat and I just listened with great interest to the story about the potential for a House of Commons cat responsible for keeping the rodents at bay. But upon hearing the joking thought of having a sudden cat population explosion if both a male and female mouser were hired, I had to comment. I don't know that even the House of Commons is prepared to withstand the persistent yowling of a female cat in heat. Perhaps it would be best to take advantage of the free veterinary service and have the incumbents spayed and neutered. Kelly Warren's commentary about a new FCC requirement to provide audio descriptions of TV shows brought this letter of admonition from Dan Burke, a visually impaired listener in Missoula, Montana. He writes, "These rules betray a barefaced prejudice that blind people can never have anything more valuable to do than sit and watch television. Describing TV shows will do nothing to get able and willing blind people jobs. It will not have a positive impact on the 70% unemployment rate that blind adults experience, nor will it change the stereotypes about blindness that this report unforgivably confirms." From Canberra, Australia, listeners Caitlin and Greg Tui weighed in on the possibility that a minor league baseball team in New Mexico could wind up with a new name, Albuquerque Isotopes. Could you please pass on the message that they would definitely have at least two fanatic Australian supporters if this were to be the team's name? Not only would the city tap into international marketing possibilities, it would enable the global audience to have another point of reference apart from Bugs Bunny's classic line, "Should a toined left at Albuquerque." We look forward to sitting in the crowd and cheering "Go Topes" and doing the glow. And finally, we have this correction. A few weeks back, in introducing an interview with Senator Jim Jeffords, we mistakenly placed Vermont's Capitol building in Burlington. Now, lovely city as it is, Burlington is not the capital of the Green Mountain State. As Eugene Carlson of Vashon Island, Washington writes, even way out here in Washington State, we know that Vermont's capital is in Montpelier. Oddly, the only other letter we got on the subject came from Colorado, which led us to wonder, where are you, Vermonters? We know you listen, and we're sure that even the cows in the barns were moo-hoo-hooing when they heard our gaffe. You don't have to be so polite. We do our best to get it right, but your corrections and your correspondence are always welcome. Send them to watc@npr.org. Tell us where you're from, and please tell us how to pronounce your name. Thank you.